I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul realized that he had not yet made it all the way into the glorified kingdom of God. And Apostle Paul was saying, I'm not going to let what's behind me hold me back. He says, I'm not going to focus on what may happen tomorrow. I'm going to run the race today for all that I'm worth. And we're thankful to the great God of heaven that tonight we have brothers and sisters who are like-minded, who have come out to be a part of the evening worship. For those who are perhaps visiting among us, we're thankful that God blessed us to have you come our way. And our prayer is that something will be said that will encourage us, that all of us might be one in the most holy faith. Our scripture reading came from the book of Philippians, chapter 2. And we'd ask that you'd meet with us there in Philippians chapter 2. And the verse of scripture that was selected is verse number 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 2. Reading from the King James translation, the Bible says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. For those who want to put a lesson title on this lesson, I've entitled this one, Same Love. Amen. Same Love. You know, we've been living through a very, very unusual political season, and I'm not about to give any kind of political talk. But one of the things that manifests in these kinds of environment is just how much hatred and animosity there is across this country. That people literally do not like each other. And in the body of Christ, we've got folk that are Democrats. We've got folks that are Republicans, and all of us are still members of the family of God. Amen. Somebody ought to be able to say, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. And I know that we've been talking, and even at our campaign for Christ, and brothers have been meeting and talking about love and the love that we need to have to address some of the ills that are going on in this country. And certainly that is important and it is imperative, but above and beyond all of that, in the body of Christ, in the church of Christ, all of us as members of the great family of God, we need, according to Apostle Paul's letter, to make sure that we have the same love. You know, I had that thought in my mind, and as I had that thought in my mind, I was riding around, and as I was riding around, I just kept getting the same thought in my mind over and over again. Same love. Same love. And I just took time to write a few lines down, and I thought I would get you to help me a little bit tonight. Turn to the people around you, near you, in front of, behind, and tell them, same love. Same love. All right, it's the same love. Well, and I put a few words together, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing. But I'm going to ask you to help us make a joyful noise. Same love. Can we bring that up, the same love? We get through this, same love. So you can just repeat. It says, same love. Same love. Same love. We all have to have the same love. Love of the Father. Love of the Son,
love of the Son.
Love of the Spirit,
love of the Spirit.
Love as one.
Love as one,
same love,
same love,
same love.
Same love.
We all have to have the same love.
We all have to have the same
love. Love of God, love of my brother and love and sister too, love of my enemies and love of you. I start over. Love of my brother and sister too. Love of my enemies.
Love of my enemies.
Love of you.
Love of you.
Same love.
Same love.
Same love.
Same love.
You getting it yet? We all have to have the same love. All right. Love of God.
Love of God.
We don't even see.
We don't even see.
Is the love of those.
Love of those.
who are here with me.
Same love.
Same love.
We all have to
have the same love. All right, tell everybody, same love.
Same love.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to get with brother. We're going to get with some of our lyricists, and we're going to make this thing work. Same love. You know, if Kurt Franklin was doing this, y'all would be having a fit. And you don't have to tell me. I already know it. Boy, he ain't a member of the... Yeah, I know. The same love. In Philippians chapter 2, Apostle Paul says, do you want to make me happy? I've been hearing President Barack Obama going around talking, do you want to make me happy? And Paul is asking that same question. Do you want to make me happy? President Obama wasn't the first one to ask that question, but he wasn't sending folk out to the polls. Listen, do that, your civic duty, that's fine, that's wonderful, but listen, in the kingdom of Christ,
amen,
the thing that is of primary importance,
amen,
is not who necessarily is in the White House,
amen,
but to understand that God is still on the throne.
Amen.
And we must have the same love. Same love in the kingdom of Christ. We cannot let politics separate us in the kingdom of Christ. Let me say this. We can't even let our sports team separate us in the kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
The electric lights. All right, all right. It is great. It is great when brethren come together and when brothers and sisters are able to agree. It's not just something that would make Apostle Paul happy. This is something that makes God happy. The psalmist says in 133 and verse number 1, Psalm 133 verse number 1, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. How?
In
unity. Boy, I'm telling you, when we have the same love one for another, and people can see that we have the love of God in us and that we work together diligently as members of this great family of God, I'm telling you that it is not only pleasing to man, it is pleasing to God. And I'm not talking just about some kind of touchy feeling sensation. I'm talking about a commitment for us to do God's work,
amen,
and to work God's plan,
amen,
and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And to show folk what they get when they come into the family of God. They get the same love. Can we say it again? Same. See, when I say same love, they get the same love. The same love. When y'all leave here, you're going to have same love on the brain. In John chapter 13 and verse number 34, the distinguishing characteristic of God's people is not just because we preach and teach the truth. And yes, we must preach and teach the truth. I'm telling you that God is giving us a responsibility to make sure that people understand that you must be born of the water. You must be born of the Spirit. You must be baptized in water for the remission of sins to add you to the family of God. But brother, when you come into the family of God, there ought to be some love somewhere. Same love. Same love from the least to the greatest. John 13 and 34, the Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. How? And Jesus qualifies this, as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
Amen.
Is that how we love each other? Is that how we love? I'm telling you, there's some work to be done in the kingdom of Christ.
Yeah.
Same love from the least to the greatest. I'm telling you that as a member of the family of God, that we don't have an option on this point. It is a command from God that we must love one another. And I'm going to tell you, I know this. All of us are not as easy to love as others. Bible is still right. That's right, brother. Listen. We cannot pick and choose over who we are going to love in the family of God. Some of us is born into physical families, and you had some folk that in your family that some folk grew up, they talking about, well, I'm the black sheep. I don't know why I was always a black sheep. I'm the black sheep of the family. And there are some folk that are going like, oh, no, I don't feel like I'm. But you know what? Never once did any parent come to the children and say, do you want this child in the family? Can we kick them out? See, because when God put us in the family, whether we are easy to love or whether we are difficult to love. God says, for the one that is the most difficult to love, we owe the same love to the one that is the easiest to love. There should be no difference in how we love one another in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say in John 13 and 35, and he says, by this, how are you going to know the church of Christ? How are you going to know the people of God? How are you going to know the doctrine that is true? By this, Jesus says, shall all men know that ye are my disciples if you have love one to another. Everybody say, same love. Same love. It does not matter whether we are easy to love, because God expects us to understand that all of us are different. Have you lived long enough in the kingdom of Christ to know that we're all different? I'm going to tell you, there are a whole bunch of us that are very different. But in your body, does every part of your body do the same thing? The analogy for the church is that this is the body of Christ. And I tell you, I'm going to have a hard time if all of a sudden my ears start trying to walk. Yeah, you understand? That's not my ears' function. See, in the kingdom of Christ, we are a body of Christ. And sometimes if we're not careful, there's an expectation in the body of Christ that everybody will do the same thing. Everybody does not do the same thing any more than your body parts all do the same thing. You let one of these brothers, I guarantee you, if one of these brothers walk in here on his hands coming down here, that somebody going to look, anybody going to think anything wrong? Our security team would be up and aroused and marshaling. Something is wrong. Listen, in the kingdom of Christ, whether we do the same thing or not, we owe each other same love, the same love. And when we learn how to love one another and work one with another, it does an amazing job of how we work together. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 3, Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 3. Is it still in the Bible? Amen. The Bible says, let how many things? This King James translate. Let how many things? Let nothing in the kingdom of Christ. Let nothing in the church of Christ. Let nothing, because we have the same love. Amen. Did y'all hear same love? We have the same love for one another. And when we have the same love, the Bible says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Don't do anything because you're trying to aggravate. Do you know folk like that? Sometimes folk will do stuff because they're just trying to get on somebody's nerves. Brother, listen, let it not be us. Let it not be us. Because the Bible says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Do we do what we do because we want folk to call our names? Amen. That's vainglory. It's vanity, vanity. All is vanity and vexation of the spirit. If we do what we do because we want somebody to call out our names, we're not doing it right according to the word of God. Amen. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other, how? Better than themselves. I covered this a few times in the past back, and you turned to each other, you said, you're better than me. Turn to folk and tell them, you're better than me. You're better than me. You're better than me. You are better than me. And we ought to have the same love from the least to the greatest. And I'm telling you, in this great kingdom of Jesus Christ, we have a great work to do, but we don't want to do anything to create strife. We don't want to do anything to lift ourselves above anybody else. We want to esteem everyone better than ourselves. Now, brothers, help me. Sisters, help me. They help me too. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you helping me. And I know I was standing back here doing the door, and I was ushering on one, and one brother come in and go like, oh, you're trying to do everything. No, no, it ain't nobody at the door. If you want to get the door, I'll go sit down. Listen, if there are jobs to be done, somebody stand, it's not for show. Stuff needs to be done. Let's do it. And it doesn't matter. Strife or vainglory. Lord, don't let any of that be. Let everyone esteem other better than himself. And I tell you, all jobs are not equally open to everybody. You let a sister run up here. I know she might be eloquent and she can speak and she can teach and all, but this is not her role. And Lord have mercy, the men have to stand up. And listen, when we have work to do that men need to do, let the men be accountable. If there's a lion in the street, don't send the sisters out in the street to get the lion out. Is that right? That's our responsibility. I remember years ago, and this is not a brag at all, but I'm just telling you, years ago, for the very first time, we had an opportunity to go up to Camp Cullen. We took a bunch of kids up to Camp Cullen. And that was a very exclusive camp area. And brother, we were invited. Brother John Tillman Jr. had worked a little deal, and we got a chance to go up there, and we really had a wonderful time. But one morning, I got up, and I went to the shower area, the restrooms, and somebody had taken human feces and smeared it all over that facility. What do? You walk in there. It's like, somebody need to do something. We were people's guests in that facility. The kids, I had the seventh grade boys, and they were going to have to go in there and use the restroom and shower and all that kind of stuff. I say, somebody need to do something. Didn't have no rubber gloves, nothing. But it had to be done. I started cleaning up that facility. Thank you. And listen, here's the point. As I was cleaning that place up, there was another one of our administrators that came in. One of our brothers came in. He said, brother, I came in here early and I saw all that. I left right there. What he said was, I just can't stomach it. He said, I couldn't do it. I can't stay. He said, I would have made it worse if I stayed. My point is simply this. Everybody can't do the same job, but all of us are to be doing the job that we can. And not because somebody is going to call our name. And not through strife or vainglory. Let each esteem other better than himself. We are servants in the kingdom of Christ, the doulos, and therefore we ought to have the same love, to the intent, no strife, not lifting ourselves up above anybody else. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 14, the Bible is still right, isn't it? The Bible says, for the body is not one member, but many. Body is not one member. We are all different. We have different opportunities. We have different work. We have different responsibilities. Look at this. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 4. The Bible is right. The Bible says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Everybody in the Bible does not do anything. Don't fall for the trick of the devil because we're involved in any particular work to try to feel like that we're doing something extraordinary and superior than other parts of the body need to do. Again, the ear listens, the feet walk, and if you switch those roles, it is not going to work. It will be something that would be an anomaly. All members do not have the same office. And brother, listen, sister, listen, we ought to love all parts of the body of Christ. What kind of love? Same love. Same love from the least to the greatest. Same love in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 22, when you drop down to that one, listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble or, is King James translated, what is it, or what?
Necessary.
What?
Necessary.
The weak parts, the feeble parts in the body of Christ are necessary? Listen, don't run off anybody that's weak. Brother, listen, listen. What parts of our body do we bestow the most abundant honor upon? Which parts do we take care of the most? Is it not the weak parts? But listen, listen, we understand this. You know, I got this problem on my left heel, and my right heel kind of got jealous, so it started trying to get their own problem too, you know. Start acting up. But, you know, I take some time out and I put some massage oil on it and I rub it down and I keep it real clean and nice, and I do that one. You know why? Because it's not acting like it ought to be acting.
Right.
Listen to what I'm saying. In the kingdom of Christ, we have people who are great and high and mighty. We have a beautiful elder, Brother Benson Smith, who's been around as an elder for 41 years. Praise God. That's a wonderful work, and we do owe all of our leaders respect for the work that they do. But I'm going to tell you something. Folk are going to give Brother Bensel his credit. They're going to give him his due. Is that right?
Amen.
Wait a minute. I better say that again. Ain't we church? Is that not right? But now, I'm going to tell you. Who among us is the most feeble? Who are the weakest among us? The folk that are crying out. Somebody help me. I'm having a problem. Somebody help me. My children won't act right. Somebody help me. My husband won't act right. Somebody help me. My wife won't act right. And they might not even put it in the right words, but they're pouring out their soul.
Amen.
The Bible is showing us that our weaker parts are more comely. They are more necessary. And we bestow more abundant labor and love on those parts that are less comely, because we have the same love.
Amen.
Same love. We give them what they need in order that the body will not suffer. I'm going to go ahead and give you two verses of scripture and extend the invitation. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse number 25. Why do we do it? That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. It's in the book. Look at the next one. Look at verse 26. And whether one member suffer. When we run into somebody that's suffering, I need you to pray for me. Help me. My baby's in the hospital. My husband done run off. My children are disrespecting me. I can't pay my rent. I don't know where my food is going to come from for my next meal. Listen, the Bible is telling us when that person suffers, Don't our hearts. Don't let our hearts close up.
Amen.
We suffer with them.
Amen.
I don't have a place to stay. I've been riding the bus all night long. Listen, Bubba. Listen, don't. Don't overlook that. These are opportunities that God has given us to be more flexible.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, we got to put on all of the bonds of charity.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17.
Amen.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're trying to teach men and women that they ought to be a part of the family of God, that they must believe it. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We want them to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. To repent of sins, Luke 13:3. To confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and to be baptized into the body of Christ. And they are going to come into the body of Christ, and you know what they'll find? Find the same love. Oh, you're not going to find anybody that loves you any more than the members of the family of God.
Amen.
Same love from the least to the greatest. Brother Michael Glover and I went to high school together. He is my father in the gospel, and I have to appreciate him for that. Some of y'all might want to talk to him afterward. But Mike and I were in high school together, and we were, at that time, somewhat perfectionistic. And we could tell you when something needed to be fixed. And I just kept watching Mike, and I said, okay, I can see this is driving everybody else crazy, so I stopped being perfectionist. Mike, did you stop yet? but the intent is just to get things right. And the whole thing, when there's something that's lacking, something that's needing, brother, we ought to do something about it, shouldn't we not? So fix the things we want to fix that need to be fixed. And Peter says in 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, it says unto, get what kind? It ain't fake love. Unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another. How?
Amen.
With a pure heart.
Amen.
Fervently. Don't fake the love. And it's all got to be the same love.
Amen.
If you're subject to the invitation, we'd ask that you come and make it known as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Oh, do not let the word depart, and close thine eyes again.